As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, September 26th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A chatbot that's self-described as a SaaS Master General is set to be launched by Meta. It's just one of the generative artificial intelligence bots Meta is working on as it tries to boost its appeal with younger users. Reporter Salvador Rodriguez will join us to talk about the company's plans and the risks of giving AI a personality. But first, Chinese technology giant Huawei unveiled its latest tablets, smartwatches, and earphones yesterday. They're supported by a homegrown challenger to Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, which are the global standards in wireless communication. The company said the new technology, dubbed Nearlink, combines the best features of both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi for short-range connections between devices, and works with both. The product launches and Nearlink appear to signal that the company has been able to develop products despite U.S. efforts to block Chinese companies from accessing cutting-edge technology. Earlier this month, Huawei launched a new high-speed smartphone that's set to rival iPhone's position in the Chinese market. Another tech giant is investing big in an AI startup. We're exclusively reporting that Amazon is putting up to $4 billion into Anthropic, a rival of OpenAI, with its own AI assistant called Claude. Our AI reporter, Deepa Seetharaman, has details on the news and what it means for both companies. So Deepa, let's start with Amazon. Why has it made this investment?
Amazon is doing this because AI has become this incredibly important area, and they want to be seen as more of a player in the overall AI space. Amazon uses a lot of artificial intelligence to power its main consumer site. It uses AI on the back end in a lot of ways for its cloud computing services, but they are not generally in the broader conversation about chatbots and large language models the way Google is. And so this is a chance for Amazon to be a more meaningful player in this space at this moment.
Is this a change in strategy for Amazon?
Prior to this, Amazon was trying to be a little bit more like kind of the Switzerland of large language models. They were trying to be more neutral and provide services to everybody. But in this case, they are giving up to $4 billion to one specific startup. And so that's definitely a more entrenched and a bigger alliance than they've previously had with any other AI company in the space.
So let's talk a little bit about Anthropic, then, the company on the other side of this. Can you tell us about its strategy for investment?
Building large language models is expensive. It takes a lot of time, a lot of data, a lot of energy, and most importantly, it takes a lot of training, which requires an extraordinary amount of chips. And typically, a lot of these AI companies have been using GPUs that are built by NVIDIA or TPUs, which are built by Google. Amazon had come up with its own chip almost 3 years ago called Trainium, which is another type of AI chip that hasn't gotten the same kind of traction as GPUs or Google's TPUs. But, you know, now with this deal, Amazon has a big customer in Anthropic for those chips, and Anthropic gets access to computational power, especially the computational power that it needs to build more sophisticated and more capable AI systems so that it can distinguish itself from the broader field. You know, so Anthropic gets cash and it gets compute, and both of those things are the lifeblood of the AI industry.
That was our reporter, Deepa Seetharaman. Coming up, Meta is set to launch chatbots with personalities. But giving AI a character can lead to awkward and sometimes troubling conversations. We'll tell you why the parent company of Facebook and Instagram thinks it's worth the risk when we come back.
As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Meta is planning to release artificial intelligence chatbots for its social media apps that have their own distinct personalities, according to people familiar with the project. The move is a change in approach for the social media giant, which is looking to increase engagement with younger users as it competes with TikTok and tap capabilities of new generative AI technology. It's expected the first of these AI agents will be announced at the Meta Connect conference, which starts Wednesday. Salvador Rodriguez was one of the reporters who got exclusive details on Meta's plans, and he joins me now. So, Sal, what are these chatbots going to be able to do?
Yeah, so it's our understanding that these chatbots will have a number of different personalities that people can interact with. And the main purpose is to be entertainment, not necessarily helping you out like ChatGPT or running tasks for you like Siri. But yeah, just kind of like bantering around with a character with a very specific persona that will essentially just keep you hanging out on Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp for longer than you might have if maybe none of your friends are around to chat.
All right, so somebody else to talk to on the app. Do we know what the personalities of these chatbots are going to be like?
So we certainly do not know what the specific ones that will be announced on Wednesday are, but we have had a look at some of the ones that they've worked on. One of them is called Bob the Robot. This is like a sassy robot type character. From the documents that we reviewed, it looks like it was inspired by Bender from Futurama, the cartoon. There's another one called Alvin the Alien. They have the personality of a being that's new to our world. So they seem to be very curious about human lives and what it is that we do in our day to day. And then there was another one called Gavin. In our findings, that particular bot was making really controversial comments, some that could be perceived as misogynistic.
Sal, Meta isn't the first company to introduce an AI chatbot. Snapchat has one, and the company said that earlier this summer it had been tried out by 150 million users, but it had some issues. Journalists were able to get it to talk about sex and alcohol, for example. Given that experience, what are some of the risks for Meta?
So the risks that come with these chatbots is that as people start to test them out and play with them, banter around, the longer you do that, eventually they're going to say some weird things that are probably going to cause some bad headlines for you. This is something that Meta has already dealt with in the past. A year ago, they released one model called Galactica, which was supposed to be like an AI assistant designed to assist scientists. And this is something that came out about 2 weeks before ChatGPT came out. And Galactica ended up being pulled very soon after its release because it was putting out a lot of information that was incorrect. So this is something that Meta has had firsthand experience with. And it's a kind of risk that the proportions of it are outsized for a company like Meta, which is so used by so many people around the globe versus a startup like OpenAI.
Do we know why having these chatbots with personalities can potentially lead to them going off the rails, as you say?
There's been some studies that have been done, researchers at Princeton University and Georgia Tech. They found that adding a persona to ChatGPT made its output more toxic. And so within the walls of Meta, from some of the early testing that we've seen from employees who, you know, have been using these pre-release, some of the bots make weird comments.
You know, according to your reporting, Meta thinks this is going to attract younger users to be more engaged with their site. Why did that become a focus for the company?
Well, that became a focus for the company a couple of years ago after it became really clear that TikTok was a definite threat to them, when it just became very obvious that Gen Z and even younger users, they weren't really going to Facebook. And so ever since then, Meta has said that, you know, it's a priority to go after young users as opposed to going after everybody. And so essentially, this feels like them trying to get two birds with one stone, which is get into generative AI and use that technology to go after young users. So there's a quote that we have in here where they're discussing Bob the robot, and the employee says, you know, that the idea of him being like Bender from Futurama is because, quote, him being a sassy robot taps into the type of farcical humor that is resonating with young people. And when I read that, you know, the meme that comes to mind is just that one actor, I can't remember his name, but he's just there with his skateboard talking about, how do you do, fellow kids?
So maybe some older people trying to tell younger people how to be cool online.
Perhaps, yeah. So we'll see if it works out. But, you know, this should be the broadest release I've ever seen of AI chatbots with personalities. And it'll certainly be exciting to engage with them and see what they can do.
All right, that was our reporter, Salvador Rodriguez. And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. This show was produced by Anthony Bansi with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.